He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you. But a mustard seed is not only a small seed, it's probably one of the smallest seeds. Now, how can he say they were hindered by what kind of faith? Little faith, small faith, tiny faith. And then say to them right on the next breath that if they had faith the size of a mustard seed, they could move mountains and nothing would be impossible to them. How do you reconcile that? I'm glad you asked. Here's why, I believe, and in others. It's because a mustard seed does not remain a mustard seed. Yes. It starts as a mustard seed. But later it turns into something else. What does it turn into? A ginormous mustard tree. It starts tiny. It ends up huge or ginormous. I love that word. That sounds like a largent word, something that they would say. It starts out small, and then it grows and grows, and ultimately that little tiny seed becomes a large, huge tree. As it says right in Mark chapter 13, 31, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. And you see a whole handful of these teeny tiny little puny mustard seeds and what they turn into, a mustard tree. And so what you have here, you may start out, your faith may start out as a tiny little mustard seed. But as you nurture that faith in your walk with God, in your relationship to Him, spending that time in fellowship in Him and seeing Him do great and mighty things in your life, as you learn to trust more and more and more upon Him, as you get a greater and greater and deeper revelation of who He is and how much He loves you and what He wants to do in you and for you and through you, then that little tiny seed begins to grow and begins to grow and begins to grow and begins to grow. And although you only started out with a little mustard seed of faith, before long you begin to have a mustard tree of faith. And although you might only been able to do little mustard seed works of faith in the beginning, as you grow in the knowledge and the trust and the faith of God, you can then become able to do greater and greater and greater things. Now, sometimes it's a very long process. Sometimes it's a relatively short process. Sometimes you're blessed, like the folks who go down to Brazil with Randy Clark, they're blessed to be partakers of his mustard tree faith. And maybe they're starting out kind of small, but when they get around him, they see great things happen. Sometimes we just have to unlearn a lot of the unbelief that we learned in our life. I hear about Heidi Baker going over to Africa and doing these great things, and these little African kids getting saved out of garbage dumps and out of the slums and ghettos. And they haven't learned unbelief. They get saved and they get good and saved, and they find themselves doing amazing things, amazing works of faith, because they've been raised from the start that their God is an awesome God, a mighty, powerful, amazing, incredible God. But I don't want to put this in some kind of box or make it a formula. As I said before, as Chris was saying, it's all about Jesus. As we press into Him, as we grow close to Him, as we become more and more like Him, as He enables us to trust Him more and more, as we walk out that faith, our faith can grow from mustard seed size to maybe mustard bush size, and maybe now mustard plant size, and eventually it becomes a strong, powerful, healthy mustard tree. And we begin to see breakthrough along the steps of the way. And guess what? Isn't that what a mustard seed is all about? You plant it in the ground, you water it, and what happens? The life inside of it grows. It breaks through the shell. And then after it breaks through the shell, it starts making its way up through the dirt. And the next thing you know, it breaks through the dirt And next thing you know, you got this little plant and the sun shines on it and the water, you know, drenches down on it and it grows and grows and pretty soon branches are breaking out and leaves are breaking out. It's all about breakthrough. And as we grow in our intimacy with God and our relationship and knowledge of Him, I believe we're going to see those kinds of breakthroughs. That life is going to break through the seed. It's going to break through the ground. It's going to break out into the air and the sun. And it's going to bear much fruit for God. And I believe, and John MacArthur said this very thing, small faith accomplishes great things only if, like a mustard seed, it grows into something greater than it was. Only when small faith grows into great faith can it move a mountain. So how do we grow our faith? Jesus said, going back to what He said, this kind comes forth by nothing but what? Prayer and fasting. Some other kinds go out without a whole lot of that. You want to move, you want to cast this kind out, you got to have some prayer and fasting. Now, when the man brought the boy to him, Jesus didn't say, "Well, wait a minute. I know I'm familiar with this one. I'll be back in 3 days. I just got to go pray and fast for a little while." I guess that wouldn't be praying and fasting. That would be praying and slowing. I don't know. Anyway. He didn't say, "Wait while I pray and fast." Why was he able to cast them out? Because he had already been living a life of prayer and fasting. It was already a part of his DNA. It's what he did. It's who he was. And so I think that's key. As we nurture our faith in those times of prayer and fasting, seeking God, seeking His face, that's what causes that faith inside of us to stir up, to rise up and do the mighty kinds of things. As we water our faith, the seed of our faith, on the water of the Word and on the living water of His Spirit, that's what germinates and causes that thing to break through. Praise God. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be a mustard seed Christian. I want to be a mustard tree Christian. I want roots that go deep. I want roots to go down into the water below the surface and suck it all up into my branches and into my leaves. Like a tree planted beside the rivers of water, whose bears fruit in its season and his leaf also does not wither. That's the kind of mustard tree Christian I want to be. How many mustard tree Christians do we have in here? You want your branches to go out wide. Amen. Two or three. Praise God. We can turn the world upside down with two or three. That's okay. Oh, man. Yes. From a child. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Satan is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care whether you're a kid. He doesn't care whether you're an elderly person. He doesn't care whether you're a man, woman, or child. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Amen. Mr. John. Yes. Yes. That's when God works best, is when we don't know how He's going to do it. When we stop trying so hard ourselves, stop striving to do something, and we trust Him and yield to Him and surrender to Him, and we see Him do great and mighty things. Absolutely. Absolutely. The best is yet to come, brother. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray that our faith would grow into that tree, Lord God. We pray, God, that you would give each one of us here a hunger for you. to where we just wake up longing to feast upon your goodness. Father, I pray that you would give each one of us that hunger and thirst after righteousness. We pray that you would be the flavor that our mouth craves for, God. And that we would be satisfied to feast upon your goodness, Lord. Pray that each one of us, God, would be a true lover of you, Lord. That we would love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and passionately pursue you in every area of our life, God. Give us that gift, Lord. Set us afire for you, Lord. It is all about you, Jesus. Life is that simple, Lord. Life is that simple. Thank you so much, God. And so, Lord, I just want to pray that you would bless each of us here today and give us victory as we go out, God. Just write your signature on our life and let us rejoice in you and in your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer for anything, feel free to come forward. We would love to pray with you.